everybody. Welcome back to Tidbits of Code and Node, where we talk about Visual Studio Code and making apps with Node. These are short little videos that just show one little concept, so I don't steal too much of your time. Right now, I'm going to show you how to be kind of an Emmet master. What I mean by that is Visual Studio Code extensively uses Zen coding, now known as Emmet. And I think that a number of people have seen this already. If you haven't, it's really awesome. But if you've seen it already, hopefully I'll show you something a little bit more than what you've seen with Emmet already. So let's go ahead and look. Now, the first thing I want to do is give you an idea of what Emmet does. Like I said, this used to be called Zen coding, but the real name for it now is Emmet, E-M-M-E-T. And it's the ability to type HTML snippets using what looks like CSS syntax, and then using the tab key to auto-complete that into actual HTML so that you don't have to spend the time writing angle brace, div, close, open, close, div, close, angle brace. That's a lot of typing when you can just type div and then hit tab. Let me blow this up for you a little bit. And it's smart enough that when I type div, it gives me an open and close div. But when I type, say, image, it knows that images are self-closing and they require a source and an alt, or at least they recommend a source and an alt. Otherwise, they don't really make that much sense. So this is Emmet. And the first place that you should go is to emmet.io. This is the homepage for Emmet. And if you go to the documentation and then scroll down to the bottom, you'll see over here on the left a cheat sheet. And that cheat sheet is very, very helpful. This is going to give you a lot of different things that you can type that will expand into really good looking HTML. And it shows you the thing that you type. And then when you hit tab, it shows you the thing that that's going to be expanded into. So if you go through a few of these, you'll really get the concept and you really don't need me. But let me go ahead and show you a few of these. I already showed you div, and that expands into a div. But if I do a div and then I want something inside that div, like maybe a paragraph marker, then I use the greater than sign. This is a closed angle brace, actually. And in CSS, the closed angle brace means a child of, a direct descendant of. And so what we're saying is I want a div with a direct descendant that is a paragraph. So I want a div with a paragraph. So the angle brace P would expand into a div that contains a paragraph. Now I can do that multiple steps. So I can say, I want a div that contains another div that contains a paragraph, and I'm going to get exactly what I'm expecting. So that angle brace is a really good one to get used to when you're creating Emmet. The other thing that you can do is, let's say I want a div with 5 paragraphs. I can use a star 5. Now that's not exactly CSS there, but there are some things that you don't need to do in CSS that you do want to do in Emmet, and so it's extended, basically. The syntax is extended. And when you do a star and then a number, it says repeat this last thing this many times. So let's do a div with 5 paragraphs, and there you have it. Now you can also add content, and I believe that adding content is, I think that you can just do lorem. There we go. So lorem with an angle brace is going to give you lorem ipsum text. So if you want to kind of flesh out those 5 paragraphs and see what those would look like with some text in them, then you just do lorem. And if I'm not mistaken, you can do something like lorem 3, and you'll get 3 words of lorem. And if you do lorem 10, you're going to get 10 words of lorem. So you can do a great deal of customizing what this is going to give you as far as kind of a sample text. Okay, so the paragraph is a fairly easy one. But sometimes you want to do something like, let's say we want to do an ordered list. So I'll use an ordered list, and that ordered list is going to contain 5 list items. So there we go. And now if I want those 5 list items to also have some lorem ipsum text, then let's just do 2 words of lorem ipsum text. And now I'm doing the list items inside of an OL inside of my div. So that's that. Let's go ahead and save this and look at the next thing that we might want to use, and that is the sibling operator. So once again, same thing that we have in CSS used to determine things that sit next to each other. So now instead of a div that contains a paragraph, we can say I want a div that's followed by a paragraph, and then we have a div that's followed by a paragraph. Very, very helpful. Now, this climb up one is something that we've wanted in CSS for a really long time, but it doesn't exist in CSS. There is no way to climb the stack in CSS. And you would think that that would be something that they could implement, and in fact, they could, but the performance of CSS would greatly suffer. CSS is a very forward-only technology, and it would really hurt it if we added climb up to it. But when we're working in this is just a developer tool, right? So we can go ahead and add climb up. So let's say that we want to create ourselves a div with an ordered list that has five list items with lorem ipsum text, say four words. And then after that OL, we want a paragraph. Well, how do I do that? If I say sibling, that's not really going to work because now I'm going to get the P inside of this lorem ipsum content. And I can't go back here and put it anywhere else. So what I have to do is climb up the stack and put that paragraph tag up a little bit further in the stack. And if I do that, now it put it up from the LIs. It's not inside an LI anymore. Now it's up a level. It's under the OL. Well, maybe I didn't want that under the OL. I actually wanted it after the OL. So then I just climb up twice. So let me undo that. Sorry to jump around. Climb up twice and then write me a paragraph tag. And now I have a paragraph tag. It's actually just been a P. It's translating that as content. I have a paragraph tag after that. I'm actually not sure how to turn that into a paragraph tag. I don't think it was doing that for me before, so I'm a little confused as to why that's working that way. But anyway, so climb up. You can continue to climb up the stack as long as it makes sense. Hey, there we go. That put it outside the div anyway. Perhaps it's not possible in this scenario to put a paragraph tag inside this ordered list. Okay, so let's go ahead and look at some more of these symbols. One of them is grouping, and grouping gives you the ability to determine sets of things that occur and then give more meaning to the symbols. Like this is saying that we want to have a div. I know this is kind of small for you. Let me expand it a little bit. So this is saying that we want to have a div that has a whole structure underneath it, and then after that whole structure, we want to have a footer. So we certainly could use this. In fact, let's go ahead and give that a try. An unordered list with list item times 5 using lorem text. And then after that, we want to climb up and do the P. So this is just what we had before. And I wonder if I include this in parentheses and tab. Well, that's up twice, so that's not quite what we wanted. Let's go up just once. And also not quite what we wanted. So because I'm grouping that that entire OL, it's still doing that. So that's not what we wanted, but that's all right. Okay, now, a lot of these so you saw the multiplication operator. I already showed you that one. A lot of these actually have placeholders such that you can insert content at a certain spot. So let me go ahead and search for the image tag. The image tag is one that we use quite a lot. And the image tag is almost always going to have a source and an alternate. And you can see on the documentation here that we have these little blue glyphs that indicate this is a placeholder. You're going to be able to type some code there. And in fact, when I expand this, when I hit tab, it puts my cursor in the source. And so now I say my source is blahblah.com/image.jpg. There we go. And then I hit tab, and it takes me to the alt. And this is the alternative text that's going to render for somebody with a screen reader or somebody that can otherwise not see the image. It's a very good idea to put those in there. And now I've gone ahead and written that image. So very much a good workflow for developers. It ends up feeling a lot like code snippets in Visual Studio. But this is a standard for code snippets that works on lots of different editors. So this is a bit better in that sense. If you do something like a picture or any other normal tag, like a div, notice that it does put the cursor inside ready for you to type, so you get this really fast workflow. You can say, I want a div with an image tab, and now I'm fleshing out my source and my alt, and then I'm ready to just go ahead and hit end to jump to the outside there. Now, there are some relatively large snippets in here that end up being really, really helpful. Here is a doc, which ends up being, it's basically just an alias of all of this Emmet. So you could write all of that, or you can just type doc, and there we go. It's the same as HTML. Actually, HTML is a tag, so it doesn't, but it's the same as HTML:5, which gives you an HTML5 document. Notice that I've got the HTML5 declaration statement at the top there. And this one's really, really helpful because if I just do HTML5, give myself a title, and then I can go ahead and start typing my body. Now here's where I want my div with my OL, with my five list items, and I'm off to the races. I am actually still editing the overall one, so I believe to get out of that, I'm gonna need to, there we go. I've accepted that one, and so now I'm gonna be able to expand ones inside. It is also smart enough to know that this body is the main content for this entire snippet, so I can do HTML:5, and then just go ahead and write my div right here. And it's gonna put those in the body of the div. Okay, so those are all really helpful. There's one more thing I wanna show you, and that is in CSS, you know, we have the ability to identify something if it has a certain class. So this has my class, and we may, I'm writing this the old-fashioned way, we may decide that in our CSS, this is not really, I'm just gonna go ahead and write a comment here. If I wanted to, in CSS, identify that, I would use .myClass, and then I would write my my rules here. Something like background color is red. There we go, and now the background color of this is gonna be red. Now in CSS, I can use the dot to indicate a class. I can also use my tag, or my, let's say my element, to identify something by element. And now this is gonna get identified if in fact this has the ID of my element, okay? So a couple different ways to do it. And you can string these together. You can say, if you wanted to for some reason be really specific, you could say the element that is called my element and has a class of my class. And notice that I didn't add any space in here. I just strung those right together, and it's explicitly calling out this thing that has this ID and this class. Now you can add these using emmet by saying I want a div with the ID of my element, and I want it to have the class of my class, and when you expand those, it automatically writes them for you. And in fact, you can use multiple classes. So my class 1, my class 2, expand it and it puts it in the correct syntax. My class 1 space, my class 2. Both of those are classes of this div. So let's do something kind of fancy here. Let's do a div. We'll call this my div. We want it to have an OL. We want this to have the class of list, like maybe we're using this class in our application for something, and that's going to contain 17 LIs that each have the class of item. There we go, I expand that out. It's not liking it, I'm doing something wrong. What I need to do, maybe you noticed this before me, if so, good job. I think I need to tack that onto the end there, and there we go. So now I've got all these LIs with item in an OL, an ordered list, called list, inside of a div with the ID of my div. Of course, that whole thing could have been put into a document by just doing that. And whoops, and let's go to the end and hit tab, and there we are. We've got our document written, and it has a div with the OL. Anyway, I think you guys get the idea. This is a really awesome feature. Don't forget to jump over to emmet.io to look at the cheat sheet and see a lot of these that I didn't even talk about just now. Lots and lots and lots of stuff to learn. Thanks a lot for joining me on Tidbits of Code and Node. See you next time.